Political editor Jason Walls is with us from Parliament now. Kia ora, Jason.
Kia ora, Jack.
It is a big weekend for ministers, right? Monday's cabinet meeting looks like it is going to be a real biggie, so they've got a lot of reading to do this weekend. What are you hearing?
Indeed, a lot of homework for ministers this weekend. It's a big weekend, not because they're planning on hitting the town or anything like that. As I understand it, Monday's cabinet meeting is one of the last major steps in signing off the 2024 budget. Now, in politics, nothing's ever final, and these things do tend to chop and change, and that goes double for a budget, especially one as big as this one. But it's on Monday, it's fair to say that it's looking like it's going to be sign-off day. There's a huge document with hundreds of thousands of pages, and ministers have been going through it for weeks now, and cabinet meetings have been spent discussing various different elements of that. And this weekend will be the last push from ministers as they come, has come Monday. It'll be the last opportunity for them to really thrash things out. Now, as I say, between now and May 30th, you know, things will be subject to change. These things don't just stop one day and that's it. That's all she wrote. But as I understand, Monday's meeting is basically the last hurdle that the documents have to being finalized. So the count is really on.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, one of the most significant budgets, I think, in recent years. I mean, arguably the COVID budgets were significant for different reasons, but this is going to be a massive one. Not only are they trying to carefully balance our fiscal position, but as well as that, of course, the government is balancing three coalition partners, two partners outside of National. So is it likely that any divisions between those three parties have already been thrashed out, that actually there aren't going to be stuff in here that is likely to upset or surprise New Zealand First or ACT?
Oh, I'd be very surprised if it got this late in the stage and there were still issues that were really, really causing contention between the big three. I mean, a lot of those things would have been actually hashed out in the coalition arrangements. And as far as that document goes, I mean, you do have to, and I did at the time, give some props for actually not just future-proofing, not just getting the budget across or the coalition document signed, but future-proofing it across the 3 years, because things could come up that wasn't discussed in the coalition arrangements that they still need to agree upon. So, I mean, that the big ones would have happened then, although there would have been things happening between now and then. But then, of course, there is, of course, the Winston factor, which is always complicates things.
Yes, speaking of the foreign minister, he is currently in Turkey. He's used his speech at the Anzac Dawn service to have a bit of a crack at the Russians. What's he said?
It's an interesting one. And before I get to that, have a listen to the first couple of seconds of the speech that Winston gave in Gallipoli yesterday.
Koto koto papa whenua, or koto te tapuai, no mato te tapuai, kua kono pumotia.
Now, I've been reporting in politics in the Beehive now for close to 10 years, and it's one of the first times, I think it might actually be the first time, that I've heard Winston Peters speak in Te Reo like that. I'm not sure if you've heard it before, but it's very rare for him to actually, instead of saying just a couple of words, but actually to have a bit of a longer sentence and a bit of a talking about it at the beginning. So it was quite an interesting start, but... Yeah, so from there, I think it was quite a good speech. It was looking backwards, obviously, being reflective very much about Anzac Day, but he also put it in context with today's what's going on in the world. Have a listen.
Never has diplomacy been more needed to de-escalate conflicts and ease tensions. This is our lesson and resolve when leaving Gallipoli today.
And then he had this really interesting line right at the end.
We must reject and resist those who seek to conquer and control. We must always seek the path of peace. Then, and only then, will the men buried here not have died in vain.
Now, you don't have to be a geopolitical genius to get the reference in those lines, and if you read into it that it's the Russians, or maybe you could even look at that and say that it's to do with the conflict in Gaza and Israel. But I thought it was a good speech by Winston, and it comes off quite a good couple of weeks he had overseas in the US, and then he was in the northeast of Africa and Middle East and Europe as well. So really going from strength to strength on the foreign minister round, I would say, is Winston.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly been travelling a huge amount. I'm not sure if he's planning to be back for cabinet on Monday, but he's had his hands full over the last couple of weeks. So thank you very much for that, Jason.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.